A move to expand problem gambling treatment comes as four casinos prepare to open in upstate New York.
If you look at the Capital Region, there's roughly 900,000 people within an hour's drive or so of our property, and that's our market.
Rush Street President and CEO Greg Carlin, speaking at last February's ceremonial groundbreaking on the site of the Rivers Casino Residential Retail Development Project in Schenectady. With a total price tag pegged at $480 million, the Rivers Initiative is expected to pump $4.1 million each to the city and county, with another $2 million going to the Schenectady City School District. But bad often follows good. On the heels of her report, State Revenues from Gambling, Short-Term Relief, Long-Term Disappointment, released in April 2016, study author Lucy Dedayan warned that, in the long run, casinos have a very negative impact on local communities, including an increase in bankruptcy filings. Dedayan says the number of gamblers doesn't change.
The development of new casinos doesn't really attract that many new gamblers. There is just a shift of gamblers from one location to another.
Nonetheless, observers in the Albany area worry the Rivers will become a convenient casino and recruit a new generation of gamblers. Jim Maney is the executive director of the New York Council on Problem Gambling.
Getting a lot of publicity, right? The opening, everybody knows when the opening is, and then in the newspapers, and it's going to be February 8th, and, you know, they're putting millions and millions of dollars into it. I just think whenever we talk about gambling, we always have to make sure we talk about problem gambling. Anytime you have a new business, you're going to have people go into a casino for the first time. You're going to have people that can go to casinos now daily. You're going to have people that can go to casinos stopping off when they're going to and from work. In the past, if you wanted to go to a casino, you'd have to go, say, to Turning Stone. Or if you wanted to go and just play, not slots, but the VLTs, you'd have to go to Saratoga. And now when you have it in your back door and it's so readily and so accessible, we do believe that folks will develop issues with it.
The hope is that education and awareness will counter temptation, which remains to be seen. Meantime, problem gamblers in New York can now receive inpatient care at 6 state-run addiction treatment centers, which traditionally accept people with chemical dependencies. The centers have been granted waivers allowing them to admit people with problem gambling as their primary diagnosis. Rob Kent, general counsel at OASIS, the New York State Office of Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Services, says gambling clinicians on staff can provide inpatient services to people for up to 30 days.
So this creates ability for people to go to a bedded inpatient program if that's necessary. We have some outpatient programs that can accept folks who have a problem gambling issue, and all of our programs can accept anyone who has a substance use disorder that's co-occurring with a problem gambling issue. The other thing that we've done is we've been working with associations that represent private practice licensed practitioners, because many folks, from our experience, go to private practitioners one-on-one to address these kinds of issues. So we've worked in collaboration with those organizations to create a standard of care or a training package so that everyone's up to speed and using the best, you know, evidence-based approaches to treatment.
The 6 Office of Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Services Addiction Treatment Centers accept all patients regardless of their ability to pay. They are Stutzman in Buffalo, Kingsborough in Brooklyn, St. Lawrence in Ogdensburg, Creedmoor in Queens, and Norris in Rochester. The Richard C. Ward Addiction Treatment Center in Middletown, 100 miles from Albany, is the closest one to the Capital Region. There's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.